The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 4-7 in Sydney, 4-6 in Brisbane. We've talked about this all week. Let's go back to Adam for Blizzard Britain. Adam.
Well, yeah, on it goes, because we've got these risk to life warnings now, these red warnings. We had one in central Scotland, and now there's one in the southwest of England and South Wales. In Scotland, 300 people spent close on 24 hours stuck on a motorway outside of Glasgow. I mean, never mind the weather, just being stuck on a motorway outside of Glasgow is bad enough. But the reason we'll still be talking about it for the next 24 hours or so is because I'm going to do my weatherman thing here with an extended left on.
Yeah, yeah.
Beast from the east, Siberian cold fronts coming in from that direction. From the other direction, we've now got a storm called Storm Emma. And the fact it's a named storm will tell you that it's quite bad. Put the two together, when they collide, Snowmageddon plus blizzard.
Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon. Oh, good man. Good luck. Well, you've got a weekend ahead of you, I can tell you. What's the story about the post-war empire children?
Yeah, this has been well documented, but I suppose for the first time in the UK, officially investigated. So what we have is the first report by the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse, looking at those children who were forcibly sent abroad from the UK after the Second World War, 4,000 children or so who were sent to residential schools and institutions in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and what is now Zimbabwe. And we know the documents about the abuse and the slave labor and how some of them were falsely told their parents were dead and how it took decades to be reunited, in some cases too late. Their parents had indeed died. But 2,000 of them are still alive, and this new report is saying, for goodness sake, governments come clean. There may have been apologies, but let's see some compensation from the UK government, and within 12 months. This is an inquiry with teeth, but let's see if the government responds.
Mm. You better get out of the pub and rescue the wife. Has she gone out there to stay warm, has she?
No, she did that yesterday. I think she might have drunk it dry, to be honest. Given the date of beef stock.
Might have drunk it dry. You have a warm weekend, Mr. Gilchrist, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Adam Gilchrist in London.